Hi, this is Bob Williamson. When the church goes silent, with this convincing sweep of all the counties and states last night, it appears as though Donald Trump will win the nomination after all. So today, many conservative Christians, including a large percentage that read this column, are sick to their stomachs and vowing not to even vote. Just to be clear, a non-vote is not a non-vote. It's a vote for Hillary or socialist Bernie Sanders, just the same as if one had marked the ballot. Thinking ahead, do you want either of them choosing three Supreme Court nominees, which will change our lives for decades, maybe forever? That is the most important issue facing Christian conservatives. Everyone, including me, would like to see a Christian in the White House. Doing so, however, is no guarantee that we'll select a good president. Remember Jimmy Carter? George Bush? I've been praying that Trump will receive Christ, or has already received him and is in the process of changing his life to follow Jesus. I know some people who have personally met with him, and to a person they've told me he is sympathetic to our plight of our losing religious liberty and is appalled by Christian persecution and intends to do something about it to end it. To me, this is the single-handed largest problem that believers face. For without the voice of the church, we cannot worship or speak out against the pervasive evil that is so prevalent in our country. When the church goes silent, our country will have been lost. With Hillary, the other presumptive nominee, we can be sure of another 4 to 8 years of relentless attack on the church and all that we love and hold dear about our once great country. Religious liberty will continue to erode and may in turn be lost in a very short period of time. Already in Canada, a pastor can be jailed for preaching against homosexuality straight out of the Bible. It's labeled a hate crime. Is this what we want here? Frankly, too many people in this country are swayed by those whose interests are to retain the power of the leadership of the country in their control. Lobbyists, political power bosses, bankers, insurance companies, establishment politicians have made a fortune doing the will of their wealthy donors, including Wall Street tycoons, are spending hundreds of millions in an all-out desperate attempt to keep someone in power that they can control. And of course, they are yoked with unlikely partners on the left, such as liberal, biased, lying media that uses every opportunity to promote a godless agenda. That includes Fox News, by the way. In my humble opinion, Trump is a maverick who will not be overly influenced by anyone, has his own money, isn't in need of more to get reelected. One reason the establishment hates him so, he's a tough negotiator and will quit giving countries the advantage over us in our economy, defense, immigration, etc. And I believe he will end Obamacare and other stupid legislation and replace it with something that makes sense to the degree that Congress will allow. He's always surrounded himself with smart people, and he listens to his advisors, is way smarter and less radical than portrayed by the power brokers of the world. I believe he will be sympathetic to those of us who love and follow Jesus and will be friendly to most of our causes. No, he will not insist on everyone towing the conservative Christian mantra to the end we might like. But we are, after all, not a theocracy. At the end of the day, there is no such thing as not voting. If you choose not to vote, you will vote for Hillary. The only other choice will be to cast your ballot for Trump. Surely no one reading this column has such a diminished worldview as to believe Hillary would make a better president. Too bad Jesus hasn't already begun his 1,000-year reign, but he hasn't. And we have to live with the cards we are dealt. I pray that everyone will cast their vote. We have a responsibility to participate and elect the best leaders that we can. If you have to hold your nose when you vote, then do so, but vote. Trump's the only choice. Get over it. Deuteronomy 1:13, choose for your tribes wise, understanding, and experienced men, and I will appoint them as your heads. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.